So you want me to talk about my fantasies, do you? Well, this one's a little embarrassing, but bukkake-wise, I have a thing about serving cock, and it's a real thing. It's a part of my personality. It's a part of me that I've never really been able to escape. And my entire life, in the back of my mind, in the secret places that I never share with anyone, I have this fantasy, and it starts with being tied up and kidnapped, thrown in the back of a van and driven for hours, maybe even given some sort of sedative, so I don't know how long it's been. And waking up blindfolded with headphones on, playing white noise, of course, noise-cancelling ones, and having an O-ring shoved basically into my mouth. And to have my legs forcefully spread open, and to have a cock shoved down deep, deep down my throat, in and out, with no senses but the sense of touch, and of course the sense of humiliation of being used. And then next I'd feel a cock shoved inside of my vagina, and deep inside my pussy, and then another one into my ass. And I'd be fucked indefinitely until they came, spraying inside of me, maybe even spraying all over me. And then all of a sudden there'd be another there, as though the first one had never left. For an indefinite amount of time, maybe hours, just sucking and being sprayed on and being sprayed in. Serving all of these men whose faces I'll never see, whose voices I'll never hear. Being ravaged from the inside and the out, slapped around, maybe even beaten, knocked to the ground and raised up again, adjusted for their pleasure, feeling them fight over me and tug back and forth in a tug of war. God, I'm so embarrassed thinking about it, how I want to have cum sprayed down into my stomach until it fills up to the point where I feel like I'm going to burst, how I want to feel it dripping down my thighs and down my back. I can't help but think of how full my ass would feel, of how full my pussy would feel, of how I can't even begin to take all of the cum that would be in my stomach. Eventually, they'd get sick of it and start spraying me in the face, spraying me on my tits, spraying me all over my body. Who knows, maybe somebody would even squeeze my tits together and fuck me that way. I don't know if they'd even be dexterous enough to do it, but. Oh my God, it's making me wet just thinking. And here I am being used for who knows how long, and then at some point when they've all had their fill, I'll simply be picked back up, untied, driven again, knocked out possibly, driven back and deposited at home. My guys worried sick, of course, but none the wiser of where I'd been or what had happened to me. If it weren't so risky, I might even do it. Hope that satisfied you.